It is difficult, but there's three good goalkeepers here, so only one of us can play. We've all been working hard. Whoever plays, we're behind whoever plays, so I'm just happy to get my chance for the last two games.
Is the only thing that you can ask that when you do get that tap on the shoulder and you're going to play, that you take the opportunity?
Yeah, pretty much. To be fair, it's on yourself, because when you're not playing, you can get down. But we've got three good keepers, good lads, so we just get behind each other, so you just have to make sure you're ready when the time comes.
It's this peculiar keepers union thing, isn't it? That you have to work together day in, day out, and know that you're going to try and nick the shirt off one of the others.
Yeah, I think it's a love-hate relationship, I think, yeah.
As far as tonight is concerned, how pleased are you with a clean sheet?
Brilliant. They're always better when you don't have to do anything. Yeah, so they're brilliant, yeah.
The team is in such good form. It's 11 games unbeaten now, 9 when you came into the side at the weekend. Does that make it a bit easier to come into a team that's going well rather than perhaps over the Christmas period and before that when the team was struggling a bit?
Yeah, it's always nice coming into a winning team. They've got the mentality of winning, and once you're winning, even when you do something wrong, it still goes right in the end. So yeah, it's brilliant to come into. It's easier.
And as far as momentum, which is a massive word in football, is concerned, it seems to be building now. 11 games unbeaten is a long, long time. How are the lads in the changing room?
Yeah, they're all high. We don't want to say it, but there's 7 games left. Win the 7 games, you never know where it gets us. So, but I think we're safe now.
It seems inconceivable where you were in that run between October and December, and there were some worries about relegation, I think, in that dressing room, weren't they? To now be talking about top half and playoff places seems crazy.
It's what goals do, because we didn't score in 9, and now everything we're hitting seems to be going in. It's just, our look's changed.
How much have we seen the strength of this squad in the last couple of weeks? Not just yourself coming in for Marek in goal, the two lads in central midfield probably wouldn't have played if Aaron Davis was available, Scott Brown was available, Seamus Keneally's available, but the performances have been great.
Yeah, it just shows you how the recruitment's been, in all honesty, how like the players that have come in, they're ready to play, and they've not looked out of place.
Between now and the end of the season, is it fair to assume that everybody might well have a part to play?
All season. It's been like that all season. You never know what's going to happen.
And as far as this time of year, they talk about players being on the beach and this, that and the other, and season's over and all this kind of thing. Is it nice to still, although it's a very small chance, to still be in with a chance?
That's the main thing. You just don't want your season to fizzle out. You can see out there today, we are playing like our season's not fizzled out. We've still got something to play for, and it's always nice to have something to play for.
We've talked about having a watching breach brief and not being in the team, but even being behind them today, how impressed have you been with them?
Brilliant, yeah. They just seem to get better and better. Like, when you're on the pitch, you see the little things that they're doing that you don't see off the pitch, and they're just a credit to themselves. It's a pleasure to play behind.
And the manager's just come here and said that Matty Pearson quarters dried up, and suddenly Sean McConville and Shane McCartan have kicked in. Is it a confidence thing, do you think?
I just think Matty's playing further forward and he's not scoring. So I just think it's just, yeah, it's confidence. That's probably what it is. Yeah, he's just getting in the right positions. And
of course, I have to ask, when Marek comes back, hopefully you've given the manager something to think about.
Yeah, it's a hard decision for him to make, but only one can play, so whoever plays will be behind each other.